All right, Bo Wolf, Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, taking a look at the live 11-on-11 action here from the Wednesday morning practice at the East-West Shrine. Again, this is the East team offense backed up in the shadow of their own goal line. So let's take a look at the defensive linemen, starting with number 97 from Maryland, Darius Kilgo on the inside.
I believe he's going up against the Mississippi State center there. You gotta like the way he bends his knees. He starts off low with leverage, quick off the snap. That was Feliciano of Miami just turning him from the play. And Kilgo's a nice player. I think I expected more from him this year. I don't know if he's out of position. He's got to get a little bit stronger. But if he gets drafted, I believe he's going to be in the late rounds.
See what else kind of beef we got up front here. Coming out of the goal line. We've watched the linebackers before, Tony, but you did see Jake Ryan making a nice play there from Michigan, coming forward, number 39. How about 58, the left defensive tackle? That, of course, Latarius Walton from Central Michigan.
Yeah, we've talked about him in the past. He's small, he's quick, he's explosive, but he just rather easily handled the point of attack as he was there. He needs to get the first step on the blocker, a clean shot. He's more of a backup three technique tackle. Gives a lot of effort. He's the type of guy that if he makes a roster, it'll be as an eighth defensive lineman. And he's the type of player that's got a special teams mentality, which is how he's going to have to earn his wage at the next level.
As we wait for the play call to come in, how about Za'Darius Smith, number 94, on the near side, the defensive end from Kentucky.
He's going against his teammate, Darian Miller, who's basically handled him the past couple days, handled him again then. Yeah, Smith, he's tall. He doesn't always play with leverage, as you saw there. He gets a little bit upright, which is not a good trait for a tall player because there's a lot to block there. And he's shown flashes of pass-rushing ability. I think he's a guy who's going to be a pass rush specialist or designated pass rusher at the next level. He's got to get stronger. He's got to learn to play with better leverage if he wants a career in the NFL.
All right, how about number 91, Derek Lott from Tennessee Chattanooga, the right defensive tackle here. Teammate of Davis Tull, who was injured and not playing in this game, but Lott has had a solid week, I would say.
A very good week. I'll take it one step further. I mean, small school guy who's got to come here and show that he belongs, and that's what Lott's done. You see him there getting pushed up the field. Play went away from him from Anthony Boone running the ball, which is what he does best. I think Lott, you see there, he's got that big, thick lower body. He's shown some power and explosion. He's done a good job for himself this week.
Not getting a lot. What do you got?
I think part of the problem with some of these small school guys like Lott is you got to remember their season was over basically the beginning of November. So for the most part, they haven't played football for 2.5 months. So Lott started off hot on Monday, and he's just fading. He's fading because he's probably not in real good football condition. It's understandable at this point in time. And that's a problem for a lot of these small school guys. Their playoffs start beginning mid of November. If their teams are in the playoffs, you know, they get to practice, but guys like Lott, you know, their seasons could be over before Thanksgiving.
All right, well, now that we're out of the shadow of the goal line, we can take a look at some of the guys in the secondary. Let's start on the near side. Ty Smith, number 23, the cornerback from Towson. Looks like he'll be going up against Deion Long, the wide receiver from Maryland, who's had a good week. Let's watch this matchup.
Of course, Boone goes the other way and throws the ball to Keith Mumphrey, who makes a nice reception. Very quick. I was able to spend some time with Mumphrey yesterday evening. Really good.
Please go on.
Speaking with him about football and about the Michigan State. Good kid. He's got some quickness. I think you're looking at him as a late-round pick, maybe a fourth or fifth receiver at the next level and return specialist.
All right, let's hope to stay on the near side here once again. Cam Thomas, the cornerback from Western Kentucky, 6'1", 200 is what he's listed as. Might have the size you're looking for the Eagles secondary. He's going up against Andre Davis from South Florida, number one.
Davis looks good in drills, but as we've seen in scrimmage, he can't come through in battles. I think Thomas is a guy that's shown a lot of ability at times in his career, but little consistency. Nice play there by Justin Coleman of Tennessee on Trey McBride. You know, McBride, small school guy, you got to hold on to that ball. Coleman comes up, jars it free. That's a plus play for Coleman.
What do you make of Coleman? He's probably maybe too small to play on the outside, but a potential backup nickel dime guy on the next level?
Yeah, more of a dime special teams guy. He's shown some skill. Fundamentally, he's very sound. I like his back pedal, his hips, the ability to flip and transition. He's got to play at a higher level of consistency if he's going to make a roster at the next level. A guy like that, it'll all come down to how he does on special teams.
Lining up across from Darren Waller, the huge Georgia Tech wide receiver, 6'6". And we got a offsides here on the defense. Reset. Mason looking right. And the play's broken up. Good coverage, I guess, in the secondary.
A solid or really some indecision by Hudson. One guy I watched was Mark Lewinsky.
I believe it's Glowinsky.
I believe that's what I said. From West Virginia, who's looked good today. Strong, stout at the point of attack. He handled Darryl Wadd, the Canadian youngster who's shown some flashes the past couple days.
All right, let's just take a look at the quarterback here, Hudson Mason, see what kind of decision he makes. And he decides to hand the ball off to Kenny Hilliard from LSU, the big fella.
Dietrich Bonner of Virginia Tech coming up to make the play against the run. And Bonner is a guy who's shown some flashes, was really good early in his Virginia Tech career, kind of leveled off. He's a good run defender. He's shown the coverage skills at times here this week and as well as during his senior year. So he's a guy to watch. I mean, Eagles looking for a defensive back in those very late rounds to add some depth. Bonner may be a name for Eagle fans to remember.